The subject line was Vietnamese. It was the song title, which is a little risky. It could have been marked as spam. I did add music notes to make it clear that it wasn't spam, but still. Honestly, I'm surprised it got approval.
Welcome to Email Swipes, where we peek behind the scenes at the emails that catch your attention and earn their place in your swipe file. Every other week, we'll talk to an email expert about an experiment they ran, and in the following episode, we'll dive into the strategies and methods used in the email so you can inform and inspire your own email work. I'm Mickey Elbaz, the copywriter behind winning emails for 8- and 9-figure SaaS and e-commerce brands like Shopify, Four Sigmatic, and Sprout Social. And I know that hearing the background stories to these emails will help you turn pie-in-the-sky insights into plug-and-play actions. Ready to make inspiration tactical? Let's go. First, let's read today's email.
Clean to this club banger. You've been singing while you wash your hands, but Vietnam turned all the COVID-19 prevention guidelines into a musical PSA that John Oliver called a genuine club banger. Give a listen to the viral virus song, and then mix up a quick all-natural disinfectant for your home. Just pour the following into a dark spray bottle. Half a cup 3% peroxide, 1 cup water, 10 drops of your fave essential oil. Ours is orange. Voila, fewer toxins in your home from just one small action you took. Spread the impact. Share on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. Do something small. Ben. Earth Day 2020 will be life-changing, in a great way. Every day, Awara plants 10 fruit trees for every mattress purchased. But starting on April 16th, we're doing something massive, something life-changing for Earth Day. Stay tuned to find out what it is. This email was an on-the-fly email. Not a super last minute on the fly, nothing that crazy, but it was not in the original strategy. Awara is an all-natural, latex, hybrid mattress company. They're approachable luxury, sustainably focused, all that good stuff. They had planned a big Earth Day initiative, a community beach cleanup if I remember correctly, but then COVID hit and they needed a new idea fast. I got pulled into the project after the new strategy was already decided on. My job was just to write the emails, and obviously comb through the research and all that background stuff too. Writing is never just writing, right? Anyway, the new idea was to run an environmental email challenge. Subscribers would opt into the challenge and receive daily prompts for living a more environmentally friendly life. The idea was that we were all stuck at home with nothing to do, watching as the world went crazy, feeling so utterly useless. So here are the ways we could make an impact. Small impacts, perhaps, but hey, that's how big change starts. And these little small action prompts would lead up to the big Earth Day sale, in which subscribers could make an immediate big impact by purchasing in Awara, because in addition to a promo-long discount, Awara would plant 150 trees for every mattress purchase. So that's where this email sat, the first action challenge in a series that would get subscribers in an Earth Day mood in time for their Earth Day sale. Anyway, I had a list of different small actions to work with, and I kept the emails pretty simple and straight to the point, but with a little color to keep things interesting, obviously. Except that for this email, I took a little risk. We're about to take an ad break, but I'm not just going to give you an ad that wants to sell you something. I'm going to give you an ad that, yes, will hopefully sell you something, but will also educate you on something email related. So don't go anywhere. If you want to start your own email list, I have an offer for you. Sign up to ConvertKit using the affiliate link you'll find in the show notes, and I'll give you a 30-minute consult free. Now, free consults are nice and all, but they're not exactly a reason to tie yourself to an email platform you're not in love with. So let me tell you why I think you should use ConvertKit to build your email list. ConvertKit calls themselves the only marketing platform built for creators by creators, and it's not just a cute slogan. They actually live up to this. There are countless examples of how they serve our particular niche better than anyone else, and it makes all the difference. Let me just give you one. Google just announced some new anti-spam sending requirements that threw the email world into a tizzy. And one of the recommendations to keep our emails out of spam was to verify your email sending domain. Sounds techie? Yeah, it was. It was another techie admin task that was really annoying to deal with. Most email platforms slapped up some help docs and called it a day. ConvertKit partnered with a software that did the job in the ConvertKit dashboard in a few clicks. It was so helpful and it was so proactive. They know we don't have IT teams. They know we have too many tasks on our plate. They know that tech can feel really overwhelming for a solopreneur. So they figured out a solution. That's just one tiny example. I could go on, but we've got to get back to our show. Meanwhile, if you're interested, head down to the show notes, check out the affiliate link, and earn yourself a free consult. The Vietnamese government put out this PSA about COVID prevention, and they took a leaf from the Melbourne Metro train PSA. Remember Dumb Ways to Die? Well, they did a similar thing and made a fun animated video with a catchy song. My kids were obsessed. We were listening to the song on repeat. So naturally, it was in my head, and I decided, hey, let's make this email centered around the PSA. The subject line was Vietnamese. It was the song title, which is a little risky. It could have been marked as spam. I did add music notes to make it clear that it wasn't spam, but still. Honestly, I'm surprised it got approval. But it did, and thank God it didn't get spam complaints. Now, that sounds like a good thing, and it was, obviously. But the thing is that it didn't really get any response. Nothing great, nothing terrible. It was just there. It didn't do better than the other emails in the challenge. It didn't do worse. I wasn't expecting that. It was so different. How could the results be the same? Usually big risk emails either win big or fail big. Why was this one just meh? I don't have total clarity, but I do have a hypothesis on why the results were the same. The challenge emails went to a very engaged segment. We asked users to opt in for the challenge. It only went to the people who asked for them. So most subscribers just opened all of them. They were looking out for them. The subject line didn't make the difference. People were bored. People were aimless. They were opted in. They were opening everything. So, would I send an email like this again? I definitely think it would be interesting to try in a different context. I remember I got an email in Chinese once from, I think it was. It was a mistaken send. It went to the wrong list. But it was so interesting. It got my attention. So there's something there, as long as it isn't too gimmicky. Okay, that was a ridiculously short episode, so I'm going to give you one more little bonus. Honestly, I just feel like I have so much more to add in the takeaways that I don't want to give away in the main episode. Like, the main episode should focus on the email, and the takeaways should focus on why I made all the decisions I made. All right, we'll get to those next week. Meanwhile, here's a fun story. We had a client once who had an evergreen sale on their site, always. No matter what, no matter when you would go to the site, they would have the same sale running all the time. That was the sale that we would run for different promos. It was the sale that was live on the website. It was just the sale forever. Now, number one fascinating thing about this was that nobody really noticed. People would buy anytime we had a promotion, despite this being the same offer that they opted in for and subsequently didn't buy from. And nobody called us out on it. It was just the same offer all the time. Now, the head of marketing took things to a completely new level when he decided to run a sale that was not a sale. So again, this was the offer that was always live on the site, but once people opted in to the email list, they weren't necessarily pushing it all the time. They only pushed it when there was a promotion. So if you hadn't checked out the site recently, then you wouldn't be aware that this was like a promotion all the time, because when you opted in, it had a deadline to it. So people are living on this list. They are not realizing that the sale is live all the time. And all of a sudden they get an email that has a sale deadline, promotion, whatever, all around it. And we would change the offer up different times as well. We had that freedom where we were able to add in bundles or, you know, just different other benefits as well. But the main discount always stayed the same. And that's when people would buy. They would, you know, see that this offer was live again and they would buy. They weren't typically checking out the site when they weren't getting emails with offers. Now, anyway, he took this to a whole new level when he decided to run a sale that was not actually a sale. He said, hey, this is what people are doing. He saw that when he ran a discount to them, whether it was a Valentine's Day sale, whether it was a holiday sale, whatever it was, he saw that when he pushed the sale to them, they would buy. He decided, I'm just going to run a non-sale. I'm just going to send an email with a countdown timer on it, with this discount, and see what happens. And the crazy thing is that people bought. There was nothing to it. It was the same exact sale the next day. It was the same exact sale 2 days from then. There was no rhyme or reason for the sale. It just was. And people bought. Really interesting story, right? Yeah, we're going to get into it in the takeaways. Yes, I am doing that to you.
Thanks for joining me for email story time. If you enjoyed today's story, give this podcast a review so email marketers like you can have more fun with email. See you next week when we dig into this story's takeaways.